House unveils minibus spending bill to avert government shutdown. By Sean Moran on January 5, 2026. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole, ROK, unveiled on Monday the chamber's minibus spending bill that contains funding for major parts of the federal government ahead of the spending deadline. Congress has roughly 3 weeks to pass an appropriations bill or a stopgap continuing resolution, CR, to stop another government shutdown at the end of the month. Cole and the Appropriations Committee released the minibus spending bill that contains the Interior, Energy, Water, and Commerce, Justice, Science bill, which could get a vote in the House as soon as Thursday. Cole said that the appropriations minibus helps bolster national security and combat the illicit flow of drugs. He said in a written statement, President Trump set an important foundation by signing three appropriations bills into law in November, and we are carrying that momentum into the new year. This bipartisan, bicameral package reflects steady progress toward completing FY26 funding responsibly. It invests in priorities crucial to the American people, making our communities safer, supporting affordable and reliable energy, and responsibly managing vital resources. It also delivers critical community projects nationwide, along with investments in water infrastructure, ports, and flood control that protect localities and keep commerce moving. Developed through committee-led negotiations and thoughtful deliberation, this package demonstrates how an accountable process produces strong policy. I commend our cardinals for their leadership in producing a measure that turns priorities into action and puts America first. The Appropriations Committee said that the minibus does not contain any poison pills. Rather, it contains legacy riders to protect the Second Amendment and pro-life provisions, and it would keep spending below the current continuing resolution level. Rep. Rosa DeLauro, DCT, the ranking member on the Appropriations Committee, said that the bill would protect Congress's power of the purse. Perhaps most importantly, this legislation reasserts Congress's power of the purse. Rather than another short-sighted stopgap measure that affords the Trump administration broader discretion, this full-year package restrains the White House through precise, legally binding spending requirements. There is still much more work to do before January 30, but this is an important first step, DeLauro said in a statement. I look forward to casting my vote in favor of this package. The advancement of the minibus spending likely signals that there may not be a government shutdown this month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said he does not expect a fight between Republicans and Democrats on spending.